did this come about? What was the conversation like in between you and GSA about having you come and do this?
Well, I was talking with Sheila Campbell, who's their director for the Center for Excellence in Digital Government, and she had said that though Webmanager University had a number of disparate courses on social media, things where you could learn about Twitter, things where you could learn about Facebook, what she was really part of her vision for Webmanager University was to have like a single comprehensive course on social media that touched on everything, that gave people an understanding of how to do strategy work and how to do how to use the tools, how to be really in the weeds. And I actually have a background in teaching. I've taught college level writing for about 10 years, and I thought to myself after this conversation, you know, I think I could help put this together. So I have been working very closely with the folks over at Webmanager University, and we together really put together this course that I'm very excited to be a part of.
There is a misperception that has been true in government for a long time, starting to go away, but maybe not as fast as some folks would like, that a lot of agencies use social media just for the sake of using social media. I recall one conversation I had about 2 years ago with an agency official who said, we're going to set up a Facebook page. And I said, great, what are you going to put on it? Well, we're going to be able to communicate and so on and so forth, all the reasons why you would do it. And I kept kind of pushing the content question, and that was the part of it that people didn't really get, the difference between just doing it and being there and how you actually interact with people. Talk about that part of it and where you think you have something to add to what agencies are doing now.
Sure. Well, I think you're right. I think that is or should be a misperception. I right off the top of my head, I can think of, you know, NASA using Twitter for tweet-ups that have greatly increased the participation in their in-person events. Of course, just was it last week, 2 weeks ago, Alec Ross over at the State Department did an entire, I would call it a press conference, but it was more like a Facebook and Twitter conference,
mm-hmm.
Where he's taking questions there. To stay with State for a moment, they have a number of Facebook pages. I want to say, you know, every embassy or most of them certainly have Facebook pages that do drive real engagement. So I definitely think that the government agencies are using social media to accomplish their missions, and not just because they're expected to do that to, you know, to check a box or anything. Me personally, one of the things that I'll be doing is actually bringing in these outside experts, some of them from within government, Lovisa Williams over at State, and who's one of the co-chairs of the Social Media Subcouncil, will actually be addressing the first class. But each and every class is going to have a guest speaker. Some, like I said, like Lovisa from government. Another one I'm really excited about is Clay Johnson, who just wrote a book called The Information Diet. He's going to be helping them, helping the class kind of understand that just putting out more content is not always better. His line that I like so much is he said, that's like flooding the market with broccoli and then expecting people to stop eating French fries. And we'll be having on another book that I'll be signing is called Reality is Broken by Jane McGonigal. And a woman who I met at a State Department event named Nicole Lazzaro will be talking about how you can use incentive structures that we see in video games when you are designing a social media campaign to get people to do real actions.
That's pretty heady stuff. That's the kind of thing that you would expect in a social media environment, not necessarily the kind of thinking that I think folks would expect in a government setting. What's that intersection look like at getting people to think differently than they have thought before?
I think actually the government, some government agencies are very innovative in how they use social media. I mean, every government agency, of course, has communications as part of their mission, but they're still communicating, you know, that their central mission, right? And I think that one of the things that I'm looking to do in this class is to show that that social media isn't this monolith. You have social networks like Facebook. You have what I call information networks, which is really more what Twitter is. Twitter is more about, you know, information. information, and there's a social layer on top of it. And then you have ideation platforms, which is like the President's Save Award, where you get to submit an idea and then vote it up and down. You know, and for each one of these, the strategy employed behind it is different. The goals and aims that you would turn to each of these tools to fulfill is different. And through the class, they're going to get that 30,000-foot view as well as the 5-foot view. They're actually going to be making wiki pages. They're going to be starting blogs. They're going to be learning how to tag content with meta content and all of the things that we expect social media practitioners to be able to do.
For somebody who may not be well-versed in social media, Gotti, is that monolith idea the hardest thing to overcome to get folks to understand that there are nuances here and different goals with different platforms?
Is it the hardest thing? I would say no. The hardest thing is probably getting people, because they think they already know what social media is. Social media is that place where I go to tell people what I had for breakfast, right? Twitter is about, you know, a lot of people telling you what their favorite songs are and you know, sharing silly things. And I think the hardest thing is overcoming some of those misperceptions. And then after that, then say, oh yeah, social media is worthwhile. Then it's saying, okay, let's take a step back and to use a Wikipedia word, disambiguate, Facebook from Twitter, from a group like Quora. And then show them that it's not, that all social media is not just Facebook and Twitter and these big things that, you know, have IPOs and everybody's heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I think for government, one of the most useful social networks is actually GovLoop. They just celebrated having 50,000 members. This was started by a guy named Steve Ressler, who mm-hmm. worked at DHS. And, you know, eventually this thing, which he started in his proverbial garage, you know, took off, and now it's his. Now it's not only his full-time job, it's a number of other people's full-time jobs.
The process of that, of dealing with that monolith, understanding the nuances, and then understanding how you use each of these platforms leads you to the return on investment, both of time and of money. And the agency question at this point, I imagine, is more the money part of it than the time. Do we invest a person or people's time and salary in having them working on these platforms, or is this something that we assign to somebody as an aside to what they're already doing? Is that something that you'll have an opportunity to get into, addressing that ROI question?
ROI is very important, and actually, I think that the measurement of engagement is going to be one of the emerging trends. Maybe it already is one of the emerging trends, but certainly it's going to be an important trend in 2012. There are a lot of ways that you can measure that kind of engagement. So something as simple as Social Bro, for example, which helps you analyze your Twitter followers and Facebook friends, and that is free. And then you can get into, paid services like Radian 6, which will do a sentiment analysis, which is a very sophisticated way of doing it. I think as far as the, you know, do we assign one person as, you know, this is their job, or do we say, you know, this is part of someone's portfolio. I kind of compare it to, you know, having a general counsel. I think that, you know, agencies need a general counsel, and that isn't to say that not everyone else has to know what the laws are, but one person kind of that's what they look after all the time. In the same way, I think that having one person really look after social media is probably a good idea, but every single person in the office should know how to use social media. And one of the goals of this course is actually going to be to inculcate the students so thoroughly in social media, and at the same time to help them form their own community of social media practitioners, so that they can go back to their offices and say, hey, you know, these things that I learned really have applicability to all of these different office activities.